Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
Let's do a top three to get your brain working. Let's get you back into the working week, or maybe back into the schooling week if you've just got back from school or in the school run. We have a top three story, and all we need from you is a song suggestion that fits this story. Rebecca, what we got?
A slug that slipped its way into the inner workings of a set of traffic lights in Texas over the weekend caused absolute havoc for Friday rush hour drivers. The slug got in there and stuck to the thing, and it turned all the lights green. So the engineers were called out to the location. They found the slug in the control system box, little hat, little clipboard.
Little cigar out the side of his mouth. Kick him back on a little deck chair. It'll be a little miniature deck chair, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it will be.
Sort of sat there with his legs up.
Yeah, tiny little coffee cup.
Yeah.
And he turned all the lights green across all of San Antonio in Texas, which caused rush hour carnage.
Okay, so that's the story. We're looking for song suggestions, please. You got a question, Tom?
So, because it's green, is that why it's turning it green? Because the light's shining on it and the light's green now?
He managed to sit in the control mechanism. He sat on the circuit board, and as it shorted, everything went green. All the traffic lights went green. They stopped changing to red and yellow. They just stayed green.
Yeah, but isn't the slug's green?
I think you're thinking this too much.
It's not, and then the light's shining through the slug, and then that's making it all green.
It's more than one traffic light. It's not just one traffic light.
It's not some radioactive slug, is it?
All the traffic lights in San Antonio, it just literally wiped them all out.
So it went into the box, stuck itself to something it shouldn't, turned everything green.
It did. Everything went green. Traffic light wise.
Do you get it now, Tom?
I get it now, following.
If you have a song suggestion, please, for that story, let us know.
Chris and Scott's top three.
So the story we're asking you to find a song about was the story of the slug that slipped its way into the inner workings of a set of traffic lights and turned them all green. Somehow the slug managed to infiltrate the control mechanism. I don't think it did it on purpose. I don't think it had an agenda. I don't think it was an anti-traffic light slug. I think it was just in there, slided his way in with his slippery, sluggy juice and sat on the circuit board, which then shorted, and all the lights went green across the whole of San Antonio in Texas.
Yeah.
So we were looking for song suggestions on that story. The first one I like, from Lord. Green lights from Lord at number three. Good choice.
Good choice.
Loads of people went for that one. Thank you very much. At number two, I think this is a clever one as well. Because it's only until you get to the last bit of it that you realise how clever this is. And literally made it evergreen. But I think this from Belinda is actually genius, because she didn't use the word green or slug. She's gone with everything changes but you.
It's good.
Clever. Well done, Belinda. You are the number one on the top three this afternoon.
Come home with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott back on the Big Drive Home for a Tuesday. Scott here at the beginning of the show. This is different.
I know.
Producer Tom here as well. You all right, Tom?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
A little bit worried.
Why are you worried?
Both of you are grinning. I've walked into the room to both of you just laughing to yourselves.
We're happy little people.
We're just happy.
I mean, are you worried about anything?
Yeah, I am.
Tomorrow, we can't talk about it, but that drops tomorrow. Is there any change on that? Are we not? Can we mention our podcast? Is that still a band? Is it still banned from the powers that be? Is it still a band? Because, I mean, it's out tomorrow. It's still banned.
Yeah. Still banned. How can we?
I don't know. Hello, Radio Essex.
Well, I just want to know, when is this new podcast going to come out?
Oh, what, our podcast?
Your podcast. The one you're not allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
What, the AZ of Parenting?
We can't talk about it.
Chris is talking about it.
Oh, so we can...
Well, Chris has phoned us up. She's talking about it.
It's a genuine question.
Can you? It's a genuine question.
Yeah, yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
It's the answer.
Really?
What was the other one called? Because we're not allowed to say it.
You're not allowed to say it, are you? No, the good old Eight of the Men.
I remember that. Not allowed to say that. Yeah. And the new ones. And the new one's called what again?
The Eight of the Parenting.
I tell you what, this is the way to get around.
Yes, it's good. Chris, it's out tonight, midnight, and then you'll be able to grab it tomorrow morning.
Okay, I will. I'll look forward to it.
Take
Brilliant.
Care, Chris. See you later.
Cheers then, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. See ya.
See you later.
It's a random phone call. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That is crazy, isn't
Can't
it?
Can't wait to have a meeting tomorrow. It's going to be great.
It's crazy. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex. Hello, Essex. Dobbo and Doris, hello to you in sunny Mexico, 33 degrees. Look at them, waiting for the kids to go back to school. Right, off we go.
Yeah, see you later.
Well done, Dobbo and Doris. Thanks for getting in touch. Bev, hi, guys. Temporary traffic lights at Roarath Lane by Imperial Industrial Park, causing loads of tailbacks.
That's bad, isn't it? You've got Bev in traffic and in Dobbo on a beach.
Sunning himself in Mexico. I don't know what this is. So on the prep piece of paper that we do every day, which is like our attempts to plan what we're doing. Scott's just written WhatsApp thing. So I've got some WhatsApp music.
Yeah. This is my version of prep.
Do you remember this song?
I do. We had this made.
Is this Who's That? What's That?
Yeah, Who's That? What's That? Because we're talking about WhatsApp.
When did it start? Text her WhatsApp. I don't know what I'm doing, but I... WhatsApp. It's excellent. So what do you want to talk about WhatsApp?
Right, well, right, so this, I found out something about WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
That I don't, there'll be some people listening now that know, that go, how did you not know that? But like anything, I didn't know this, and it blew my mind.
Okay.
And I definitely know, I haven't mentioned this to you, I definitely know that you don't know, because you've said to me before, when you listen to, I send voice note, I'm a voice note guy.
You are, aren't you? Yeah.
And you've done it before where you've opened one of my WhatsApps in like Sainsbury's or whatever.
Yeah,
and it ended badly for you, didn't it? Because you thought, oh, it'll be fine. And I'm like, I'm doing the
With the kids.
Yeah, I'm doing the non-radio version of me, non-edited version.
Or Scott, as I like to call him.
So when I send a voice note, you've told me that you don't open it until you get home and you're in a safe space, right?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that if you get a voice note from anyone and you press play and then hold it to your ear, it goes into your ear and it plays through the speaker in your phone and not on loudspeaker?
No, I didn't know that.
No, honestly, if you didn't know that, it's genius. It's a game changer. So it quite literally... You don't have to, you know, like a lot of
it just always comes out the speakers.
Yeah,
hands
but yeah, and you've seen all the kids doing it, haven't you? They turn it down and hold it to their ear.
You don't need to do that.
Don't need to do that. Put it straight on your ear.
Yeah,
and it plays in your ear.
Genius.
I mean, did you know that, Tom?
No. What?
I mean, I can test it out for you.
No, don't. Not with your voice notes. I will test that out. I know now you can leave groups without anyone knowing you've left the group.
Right, that's good.
It's very useful. That's happened on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
What I want to know is what any funny WhatsApp group names. I thought we've done this before.
No, we haven't.
I'm getting strong deja vu.
I'm getting a bit of deja vu. Did we do it on something else?
We don't do any other radio.
No.
Podcast. I can't talk about the podcast.
We've done it.
I don't think we've done it on the podcast.
We've done something somewhere.
Oh, well, let's do it again anyway. Why not? It's not as though we've never used the same piece of material twice on a show. So. we played Green Green Grass more than once, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A day. An hour.
I think
that's fine. So, yeah, what's the strangest WhatsApp group you're in? What's it called? What the weird WhatsApp group? Ours is called, I've noticed on one of ours is called Brooksy and Boy Band.
Oh, we have done this.
But it's fine, let's do it again because we haven't got anything else. Brooksy and Boy Band's my favourite on mine. I love that. It's me and you.
Yeah, I know.
Have you got any on yours?
I don't really get invited to group chats.
Oh, yeah, I just remember that. I was going to ask him about that.
Again,
I was going to say about the Radio Essex group chat, and then I realised that you didn't know what that was.
And I'm not.
Because there is a one.
No, I'm not in that.
No,
you're not in that.
No, I've not been invited to that.
We're asking you what weird WhatsApp groups you're part of. I can't read, literally, there's two I can read out of the 17 that have come in. Is that right?
Yeah, you can't.
Just those two there.
Yeah.
Sarah's one is called Just Because. which is quite a clever name, like that, just because. Joe from Braintree, everything. I've got a WhatsApp group called Turkey, not Christmas, as in the country. And it's a WhatsApp group called Turkey, says Joe in Braintree.
They're the only ones you can read.
They're not the funniest ones. The funniest ones are the other ones that are in another pile, which they don't read.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, but don't read them.
But Hayley, thank you for yours. Julia, that's a great name. I read that as Veg Gang, the old dyslexia.
Yeah.
It's not Veg Gang. It's a group of BMX wives, and the females aren't called the Veg Gang.
They're not called the Veg Gang.
It's very close. Yeah, so we'll leave all that now because I'll probably make a mistake. Linda says, hey, Chris and Scott, I'm so sorry. When EastEnders came to Southend, I thought Ian Beale was Scott. I don't know if you remember, but I texted in. In fact, yesterday somebody pointed out I have got you two muddled up. It was, in fact, Chris who I thought was Ian Beale.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
I don't look like Ian Beale.
I remember when this message came in, and I've never been more offended in my life, right? And now I feel like I've been...
Vindicated.
Vindicated, yeah. Because I look nothing like Ian Beale, but I'm going to back up my mate here.
I don't look...
You look absolutely nothing like Ian Beale, so, but at least it's not me.
Tom looks more like Ian Beale.
Tom doesn't even look like Ian Beale.
Who's Ian Beale?
Adam Woodyer.
Google it, right, Tom. And
have you never seen EastEnders? Because you said who's Shane Ritchie earlier.
Yeah, no, I
never
don't
seen EastEnders.
Really, no. Oh, he's got a big beard.
No. I love the fact that was... No, that's when they had a bit of a meltdown.
Right. Him in a suit?
Yeah. It just from EastEnders. I don't think he looks like
he
me.
He looks nothing like Chris or me or you.
No.
I think she's got Ian Beale muddled up with somebody.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like the guy that owns, like, Virgin.
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Ian Beale looks... No, he doesn't.
I don't even want to look at the screen because I don't know who he's looking at. I think he's looking at God.
1 minute, I'm just going to go over here. One minute.
Look, he does, doesn't he?
Oh, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
He could be a young Donald Trump.
I'm confused.
He was looking at homeless Ian Beale.
Homeless Ian Beale looks like me when I'm grew
my
beard.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. Anyway, Linda, thank you for that. Susie and Mersey, Old Friends Dancing is one of my groups. Old Friends Dancing is a good WhatsApp name.
It is.
Get yours in. Tell us. Thank you so much for finding us. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for having us on in the car. And I tell you what, if you want to tell people about us, we do whistling. We've got a guy here who thinks Ian Beale looks like Richard Branson. We are literally all over it, aren't we? We are all over it. We are the big drive home.
We are the big drive home. But Tom is literally the gift that keeps on giving. He does.
He really does. Texts that say... Laura's just said, did he say Ian Beale looks like Richard Branson?
And then he's still trying to convince me. He's showing me, he's now put two pictures next to each other. They look nothing alike.
They do.
Honestly, they don't.
Richard in House City said, one of my WhatsApp groups is called the Ben Fleet Beatles. That's clever. I like that.
That's good. I do remember doing this before because I'm in a WhatsApp group called Live and Learn.
Okay. Who's that with?
That's with people I drink with.
Yeah.
And I'm in a WhatsApp group with loads of boy band members called the Boy Banders.
The Boy Banders. That's good. I'm in one with some mates, and this was because we were arranging these two nights out about 3 years ago, but the groups remain the same, and the group's called Go-Karts and Chinese, which is a great name for a group.
Yeah. I'm in one with just all the members of Blue and the remaining members of Five.
Flu.
We're called Flu.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean that, which is, that's a good group.
Yeah, I like that. Let the beat drop.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. We can't stop. This is Radio Essex.
And now it's quite a big moment for us.
It is.
Because we're giving things away. Vacation.
From Greece to Gran Canaria, this is Chris and Scott's Pictures from Paradise.
Don't want to blow our own trumpet, but was I told this was one of the biggest competitions that has ever happened on the radio station with entries?
Yeah.
Was
I? Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. That's through the grapevine. Yeah.
Right, Stevie?
Yeah. Of course.
All this month, we've been trying to get you to send us a picture of you on a holiday. To win a holiday, we've got an all-inclusive holiday, an amazing hotel in Bodrum in Turkey, between us and our friends at Benfleet Travel, we've been working really hard. Me and Scott have been down there. We've organised three speciality restaurants inside the resort that you can eat in. We sorted out everything. We've got the Le Blanche Resort. It's on the beach. It's gorgeous to look at. All the pictures are online. You won't need to see them now if you're not going to win, so that you probably won't need to
check. Don't look at them now. Don't look at them now.
And all the bookings, the transfers, the flights, the luggage allowance, everything taken care of. Those three speciality restaurants inside the resort. All you needed to do was head to our website and send us a picture from Paradise, which was a picture from a holiday that you'd been on. And we had hundreds. In fact, I think he might have crept into thousands.
Yeah, it really did.
A lot of people entering this competition. What we're going to do now, though, is we have randomly selected somebody, and we're just about to dial that person up on the radio. Now, listen, if you're by your phone now, waiting for it to ring, because you've entered this competition, if it rings, we are live on the radio.
So, Scott, please do not swear.
Scott manages it every day.
I'm live on the radio every day, and I do it.
So don't fail at this. I'm actually quite nervous.
I am a little bit.
Okay, I'm dialing. Get quite near your phone. Here we go. Is that your phone ringing now?
Answer it.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Dee?
Hi. Yes, it is Dee.
Dee, do you know who this is?
No.
Do you know who this is? If this is a different voice?
No.
We're not selling anything, don't worry.
Have you got misplaced PPI? It's not.
You know that accident you had, Dee?
Yeah.
Ka-ching. Yeah. No. This is Radio Essex.
Yes.
I'm Chris.
I'm Scott.
Hi, Chris.
I'm Tom.
Hi, Scott. And hi, Tom.
Tom's there as well. And we are from the Big Drive Home. We ran a competition on the radio called Pictures from Paradise. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
Did you send a picture of you on holiday?
Yes, I did.
Dee?
Yes.
You've just won an all-inclusive trip to Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
It's good. It's good. You know what? We've looked at the website. It's amazing.
It's such a cool place. You're going to Le Blanche Resort on the beachfront. You've got, I mean, me and Scott have picked out three speciality restaurants inside the resort, but
I've just won a holiday. Oh my God.
We're not that cruel. You've definitely won the holiday. 100%.
Can I put you on loudspeaker now?
You can definitely put us on loudspeaker. You put the radio on, you'll hear us. We're on the radio as well, so you can, however you want to listen to us.
Hi, she's my friend. Oh my God.
Who's your friend?
I'm crying now.
Thank you.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's for two, so you can take somebody with you.
Maybe your friend is right there.
This could be the most awkward conversation you've ever had. So what do you reckon? Who are you going to take?
Oh my God, I'm over the moon. I lost out due to COVID. Two holidays to Turkey, and I lost all my money from. They went bust, sadly. Oh my God, this is a dream come true. Really, really.
Oh, Dee, that's amazing. So
you're going to have me crying soon.
Who are you? Oh my God, it's the radio. Oh my God, thank you so much.
So that's incredible. And who are you going to go with? Who are you taking?
I don't know. There's no one special. I'm single and looking.
Well, you've got. Well, this. I mean, this would be good. This would be good bait.
Hey, do you want to go on a date? Do you want to go to Turkey?
Yeah.
I think this is. This would be really cool. So you can take somebody with you. So it's you and a friend. All-inclusive holiday in Bodrum in Turkey, pure relaxation in the beautiful sunshine. And we sorted out with our friends at Benfleet Travel, and you'll stay at the Le Blanche Resort. Dee, I couldn't be more happy for you. What a great story as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So what, you finally get to go on that holiday to Turkey. It's all good. You get to go, and you can just not worry about it and just enjoy your holiday.
You're amazing. You're so amazing.
Listen,
so
Dee, stay there. Stay there. Tom will have a chat with you. We'll get all that sorted out for you.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad I found
you. You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Tiësto, Charlie XCX. Little bit over the top. I mean, she's basically saying, I look hot in it. It's quite arrogant.
Is it a dress you're talking about?
I don't know. I think so. It just sounds weird,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's a little bit like you're looking in the mirror, you're going, do you know what? I look hot in it.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm uncomfortable with it.
Are you sure it's not like in it, as in like in it?
I look hot in it. Yeah, that's still... I look hot in it.
Well, so if I walked into a party and you went, all right, man, I went, I look hot in it. You'd go... Yeah, I like your suit, mate. Yeah, I look hot, innit? It's a bit forward, isn't it?
What is the innit? I mean, is it, I look hot in it, shake, 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 non-stop in it?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I'm hot in it.
What I would say nowadays...
Are you in talking into a microphone?
Yes.
It's not the right way around. You sound like you're at the back
Sue
of the room.
Harrison's
there
fault.
You are. It sounded like he was like, we put him in the corner.
Don't blame me. Blame Sue for mine.
It was like you were over here. It was like... I'm not allowed near.
So why does Sue talk like this?
No, that's backwards. Yeah. That's better.
That would explain quite a lot.
There we go.
And now we're all in the room.
Yeah, so basically, I don't even know. You've confused me now. Yeah. So it's very.
I just thought you would have been used to the old microphones by now.
I am.
Because even before this job, you still have microphones.
No, because actually, if I was... When I was starting to talk into it like this, that doesn't sound nice on the radio.
That doesn't.
That's not...
No.
Not great.
What I was saying is, if you walked into a party and said, I look hot in it.
I look hot in it.
But you was just about to start explaining lyrics to songs. And what I would say is, nowadays, you wouldn't want to delve it too deep into... what lyrics mean, because we're on the radio.
Well, we're doing Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky. Can we delve into the lyrics of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight I'm going to be rocking it, dropping it, shake something, no stopping it. I look hot in it, hot in it. I look hot in it. Tonight I'm going to be rocking it. Da-da-da, same, repeat to fade. Moving till my feet get sore, hands all on me till my dress.
No.
Watch me. We must have cut out a lot of words to get this on the radio.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say what she's singing about. I think it's a frock. It's a frock.
Do we say frock nowadays?
It's a little frock. Charlie XCX.
It's probably a little frock, isn't it?
Tate McRae, She's All I Want to Be, 11 minutes after 3. Big Drive Home.
Yeah,
we'll do the lyrics next.
What does this one mean?
She's All I Want to Be. Somebody,
it's another girl.
Somebody she knows, and she's like, I want to be you.
Yeah, I think it's a breakup.
That's all
one.
I want to be.
I think it was a breakup one, wasn't it, Tom? Broke up with the other, like he left her for another girl.
In a driver's license type scenario.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's what
similar story.
I just hear the guitars on that one. It's like,
I've got into the lyrics now. I start listening to the lyrics and.
Count the lyrics for WAP.
You didn't even say it right.
Get that up. That's
how old
good.
Are you?
Well, do you know what? Because do you know why I didn't say it right? Because I wasn't even sure I was allowed to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
let's not.
Yeah,
let's not.
I think it's called.
Oh wow!
Well,
they're good
not,
lyrics.
Let's not.
No,
let's leave that there. Yeah, leave it there.
Don't Google it.
We are actually playing Nicki Minaj in a sec.
Excellent.
That's the next song we're playing. Old School, New School is coming up as well. If you want to choose a song for Old School, New School, we'll happily break down the lyrics for you. if you want, that can happen. Or we'll just play the tune. Completely up to you. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll find something in the tune you pick on Old School, New School. We'll find a fact or a gem about the Old School tune on Old School, New School this very afternoon.
Are you sure we're going to...
Well,
How are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Google. The Google. Have you seen the Google? Have you seen the internet?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'm Googling the lyrics to songs.
There's loads. You can get the weather on it.
Wow.
Yeah, like the weather.
Wow.
On the internet.
Like the one in the sky?
Yeah, the actual weather. And, listen, you don't... Not just the weather here, like you could get the weather in Dubai on the internet.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
No, seriously.
Google the internet.
Do you know what that song's about?
What?
It's about wet cats. Let's go.
Oh, This is Radio Essex. Every sound has got me moving to the beat. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Before that, the Backstreet Boys and I Want It That Way. We mentioned earlier I was going to try and find a fact for whatever the old school tune was. By the way, thank you, Mark in Braintree, Natalie in Whittam as well. I think we're going to get yours on this week. Mark, we need a newer song for your old school. Your old school tune is too old. Get us a newer song. A newer old school tune, but thank you very much for yours. So we went today with Ryan and Leanne's. Now, Ryan went for Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Yes.
So I jokingly said I'll try and find a fact about I Want It That Way.
And now what you've done is you've blown my actual mind.
I can't believe I've just stumbled across... Did you know this? You're from a boy band in the 90s.
No, right. No, I didn't. But so whilst the songs were playing, you were looking, you've made Tom do some stuff very quickly.
Yeah.
I've texted my agent, right,
yeah,
who is a massive, and I mean massive, Backstreet Boys fan. I've toured with the Backstreet Boys, but I know them,
yeah, right?
And some Backstreet Boys fans are now going to go, this isn't new, because he said straight away, Matt, who's a big, big, big Backstreet Boys fan, he said, yeah, this has always been a thing.
What, he knew?
He knew, Matt knew.
Okay.
Right, so this won't be
a surprise if you're a diehard Backstreet Boys fan. This isn't a surprise to you.
But I didn't know, and I genuinely really like Backstreet Boys. So take it away, Chris.
Okay, so this is a version of, so Backstreet Boys wrote a song called No Goodbyes back before I Want It That Way. It's the same song, but just different lyrics. So it's the same song you know and love, but it's got different lyrics. Some of the lyrics are the same, some of the lyrics aren't the same.
No, you must be on the wrong website. I've just looked at it. So I Want It That Way,
yeah,
that we've just played,
yeah,
was literally the first song.
Yeah.
They said they didn't make, it didn't make enough sense, so they rewrote it.
To this one.
To this one you're going to play now.
So why didn't we hear that? Why wasn't this one released?
Because obviously they were wrong, and this one blew up. So the first one blew up, and the other one just faded into the distance.
So this is the follow-up to I Want It That Way, but yep, it wasn't released.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This will blow your mind.
Different lyrics, people.
I'm going to play it all because it's worth it.
Go.
Here we go.
I'm yours completely. That way.
That's blown your little mind, hasn't it?
I don't like it. Do you know what it's like, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you sing to a song.
When I sing to
when
a song.
When you sing to a song and you get all the lyrics wrong.
I was thinking it. This is how everyone can see how I feel when I'm singing a song. And I'm like, I'm sure that's not the lyrics. It was like listening to a singer on the internet. Say you're in Spain on holiday and you see a song and they sing it, but it's in Spanish. That's how it felt. You know the song, but you don't. Emma said it. Emma said it on text. This is so weird. It's like you know the song, but you don't.
And they said, I've gone quite deep on that. I'm just looking at websites. So they said that the original lyrics didn't make enough sense. Now, I know who wrote the song is Max Martin and guys at Sheeran in Sweden. They're obviously Swedish, right? So they when they wrote songs, some of the lyrics might not have made completely good, perfect, like English sense.
Yeah.
But
good, perfect English sense.
But what annoys me is that they rhyme you with you.
Yeah, I know.
You can't rhyme you with you.
It does rhyme, but it's cheating.
No, it doesn't rhyme.
You. It does rhyme, doesn't it?
It doesn't rhyme. It's the same word.
Yeah, but it does rhyme, doesn't it? Because it's you and you. It does rhyme.
No, it doesn't.
It does rhyme, doesn't it?
No.
It's a rhyme. It does rhyme.
No, don't annoy me. Don't annoy me on a Wednesday. Of course, no.
No,
we're not. No, I can see, Tom, we haven't got time for this. I'm telling you now. No.
Shall I just...
You...
Let's move on.
...rhymes with do.
Oh, yeah. I'm wrong. You're right. Let's crack on.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute. Yo, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
I love this story. You know Liz Truss yesterday became the Prime Minister?
I did know that, yes.
A woman whose Twitter handle is also at Liz Truss has been inundated with messages intended for the new Prime Minister.
Oh, wow, this is brilliant.
And the account appeared to belong to a woman named Liz Trussell, and she'd set up her thing years ago called at Liz Truss. Been mistakenly sent congratulation messages from VIPs, including Sweden's Prime Minister.
Oh, this is amazing.
Ms. Trussell, who only has 6,500 followers, replied to the Swedish Prime Minister. Her message was, looking forward to a visit soon. She replied, cool, get the meatballs ready.
This is brilliant. It sounds made up, but it's obviously not.
No, the exchange quickly went viral, being linked by liked by thousands as the name mix up became apparent. The new PM tweets under the verified account at Truss Liz. She is at Liz Trust.
Isn't that brilliant? I love this.
There was another one, wasn't it? There was another message she replied to as well. There was loads. Yeah, that she was getting hundreds through. People going, oh, well done, you know, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, a lot of work to do.
See, you would have thought, because I know my friend Richie from Five.
Yeah.
He actually like messaged the person that had his account, which was Richie Neville.
Yeah.
And said, and they were a Five fan. He said, can I have my own name, please? And they said yes, and they changed their name and they gave it to him. You would have thought that the Prime Minister would have sort of done a little, you know, Google search and worked out that she needs her own name, really.
Yeah, I think there's, oh, I've just seen the story on the news now as well. I wish there was a really funny one. I read it last night, and it was a tweet from a BBC journalist detailing Liz Truss's trip to visit the Queen. Boris Johnson wrongly tagged in Liz Truss. Yeah, I didn't brilliant. Think it would be Boris's fault.
No. I mean, he spoke about Kermit the Frog before, so this is new.
Somebody, I think Boris had tweeted something like, oh, you know, have fun at the Queen's place. And she replied something like, just getting ready to head up to Balmoral, looking forward to meeting the corgis. She's just randomly tweeting. A member of the public noticed the mistake, replying to her and saying, I bet she likes cake, about the Queen. And then she replied, I love cake. Yeah. Just some really random messages. But if you go to at Liz Truss and just look through her Twitter profile, yeah, it's pretty funny. What you gonna do when you don't stop when you
play hit music? The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
The reason why we're giving away so much is because we're having to compete with other radio stations. That's why we give away lots of prizes.
Yeah.
So what I find doesn't help is when one of the big radio stations, like the Radio 2.
Right, yeah, Radio 2, yeah.
Their promo now on BBC One, not an advert, because they can't advertise, because it's the BBC, obviously, so it's like a promo. It's not an advert.
Call it a promo, yeah.
So it's like a 30-second...
advert.
Promo. Yeah. Promo, don't say advert. Promo.
Yeah, promo.
Because it's the BBC, promo. They can't advertise. So, yeah, and they're using Five, the music Five.
Yeah. What?
They're using your music
as
the theme tune for their new advert.
I've heard this.
Yeah. So,
yeah, didn't know he was going to mention it on the old
radio. Because you asked me why we're giving away so many prizes, so I thought I'd explain it to you.
Yeah.
It's because other radio stations are doing really well, but you're helping the other. That's what all I'm saying is you're helping Radio 2. Your it's your music. It's your voice is on it, actually. It's got you on it going, do-do-do, and then right.
Is that what I do? Go, do-do-do.
Get on hoop and get on down and get on up. Yeah, that one. And keep on moving. And then Ryland does a little wink to the camera with his little ding, and it goes ding, and it's like it's a really good advert. The soundtrack's beautiful. But what I'm saying is you're not helping us.
You're blaming me.
Well, I didn't know you wouldn't choose. Do you not have to give permission?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, but it's not... You just say... we want to give you more money.
You
heard okay.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, you don't.
And went, yeah, of course you can use it.
Yeah, and I'm doing a Radio 2 show coming up anyway, so so it sort of all ties in.
Excellent.
It's called Scott's Bigger Drive Home.
There's Scott Big Drive. Scott's Bigger Drive Home.
Scott's Bigger Drive Home with in conjunction with Ryland Clark. Something like that.
And does it go, get on up, keep on moving?
It's
obviously. Why is that drive show called Keep On Moving?
I don't know. I wasn't
here. Why are we not called
Keep On Moving?
Why are we not called Keep On Moving with Chris and Scott? Why are we not called that? See how high my voice went there?
Yeah.
What?
You think how cheap it would be to get jingles? You had to pay that woman to go, the big drive... Well, I don't even remember how it goes.
You started so high then.
The... Big Drive Home! We would have just had, keep on moving! Anyway.
Radio Essex. That was such an afterball. Anyway. No, seriously, we
I'm
might...
getting Get On Up, Get On Down mixed up.
No.
That is the same song, but I'm going, keep on moving. Where it's Get Up, Get Up, I'm going to keep on moving.
Say Get Up, Get Up.
Mate, you would hate it if we'd met and I was a complete fanboy. That would have been a bit weird.
Yeah, you don't know any lyrics.
I don't know it. I know one song is my favourite and it's off an album and no one knows it. which makes me seem a little bit of a fanboy, I did already like that song.
No, seriously, I can't get up past this. Why are we not called Keep On Moving with Chris and Scott?
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
I'll do the jingle, you do the song. Ready? Beep, beep.
Get on up.
I just did the Keep On Moving.
Oh, sorry.
It's just, we've only got 5 seconds jingle. So it go beep, beep.
Keep on moving.
Chris and Scott.
Keep on moving.
Radio Essex.
Keep on moving.
Radio Essex.
Yeah. Getting you home. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, see website for details. That's going to be the next jiggy jiggle. It will be. This is the next one of these. The TikTok will be full of our Keep On Moving tonight.
My money don't jiggle.
Jiggle. It folds.
It's Chris and Scott. It's Keep On Moving. It's Tuesday. Yeah, it works.
It does.
Tate McRae. She's All I Want to Be.
I mean, keep on moving. They're not moving on the M25. It's shut.
No, they're not. No.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. 'Cause I'm coming home to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. Hello, Essex. Wednesday afternoon. Big Drive Home. It's Chris. It's Scott. Producer Tom is in the house as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Producer Tom today. Normally, we'd just call you Tom.
You've done well today.
He's just answering the phones. We're talking about Sam Ryder in the last hour. He's going through all the phones. He's probably had about 4 or 5 calls on there. He's just flicking through. Hello, Radio Essex. And he went to me. Sam Ryder's on line one.
Of course he is, Tom.
Yeah, of course he is. Apparently, Sam Ryder was listening, heard us talking about, you know, Eurovision and stuff. Sam Ryder is indeed on the phone. Hey, Sam.
How's it going, guys? You okay?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I heard you over the airwaves. I thought I'd come and chat.
We said we might be listening because you're Malden way, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I'm not anymore, but I grew up in Malden.
Wow. Okay. So you're
this is
on.
Incredible. Well done.
Let me ask the question to you that I was just saying on the radio then, because you're the only one that actually will know the answer. Yeah. So that works. And thank you so much for calling, man. This is amazing. What was it about? What do you think it was about you that changed that kind of perception? Where we've always, you know, Scott's mates Blue have done it, it's never quite worked. We've always been seen as like, oh, the UK nil poir, and then you come along and you nearly won it, and Ukraine were the winners. But what do you think the difference was with you?
You know what? It's a really good question, and I think it's something that you could chat about for hours, which obviously we don't have. But I would say that it's about the people that you surround yourself with. Like Eurovision is. Like most sort of things like that, it's such a team effort, and you resonate with the energy and the kindness and the empathy and the graft, to be honest, the drive of your friends and your team around you. There was such a wonderful assimilation of positivity, not just in the team that was over there in Turin, but what we perceived as good energy back at home. Now, you have to tell me if this was the case or not, but it did feel like back home there was kind of... a shift in perception,
yeah.
And we could feel that energy, and we felt supported because of that, and more importantly, encouraged. And when you feel that, it's like you've got the wind in your sails. So, and also, we have zero expectation. I just want to make that clear too. We went out there as fans. I've been a fan of Eurovision throughout the glory years and the miserable years that we've had, but it's always been something that's been so wonderful and like a gift of unity, bringing the family, bringing your friends together. Celebrating inclusivity. It's always been about that for me, regardless of the scoreboard at the end. But to have like zero expectation, you just couldn't lose, because we were thrilled to be there seeing this thing happen on the other side of the TV screen.
Yeah.
We were already stoked. We were already chuffed to be there. And then all of a sudden, it started, when the points coming in, you could see the footage of us on that couch in the green room in the stadium. We're just blown over. I think I fell into a hedge the first time we got points.
I think it could have had, I mean, everything you said there is bang on. I also think that you're the most humble guy in the world. And I think it could have had something to do with your voice being absolutely incredible. I think you're not giving yourself enough credit for that. I found you... on TikTok, you know, in lockdown. And I remember, like, anyone that I could show my phone to and go, oh, my God.
Oh, you brought it into the studio all the time. You were like, let's see this guy
doing. I kept on
that.
Bringing it into the studio and going, oh, my God, he's now singing Whitney Houston. He's singing all these iconic songs. He was singing Queen songs. And I just couldn't believe One, how good your voice was, how humble you were. You're singing in your kitchen. I think you just moved into a new house, and you were saying, I'm driving my neighbours mad. I mean, your voice is quite powerful, isn't it? I'm going to say it's quite. I wouldn't want to be your neighbour, but I'd like to be your friend. You know.
Yeah. Shout out to my neighbours, by the way, the most patient people on planet Earth.
That's incredible. And I think it is to do with that, where the pandemic brought the good and bad out of people, but it brought the good out of people as well. And that's the thing we often forget about the pandemic and how we all cheered on with the NHS and the stuff that people were doing in lockdown, especially on TikTok. People starting new businesses and obviously a new career for you. I know you're already singing because, weirdly enough, when Scott was showing me the TikTok videos at the pandemic, I'd seen you before because I'm a bit of a... I'm not a singer, like I'm not in Five or anything. Because he won't let me, even though there's only three of them.
I won't let him in. I'd let you in, Sam. You can come in right now.
Yeah, but Sam and me would make up five. There'd be five then. That would work. Yeah,
Sam's perfect. Very good.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a bit of a frustrated singer. So I was going to join a choir... And I looked at a place in Malden, like a pop choir, and you were in it, or you had been in it. That was right. It is you, isn't it? Same person.
Yes. So I used to sing in a choir around the Malden area. We did some weddings, but it was only about, I think it was like a little offshoot of that main choir. So
that's
like
right.
Four or five of us. It was great fun, by the way. But I sang in weddings for 8 years, and massive shout out to the amazing brides and grooms that hired me for all of those years, because... That was, I really found my love of music doing that, and I would not be here in this position without those amazing people having hired me.
Mate, it's your passion.
Any of them are listening.
It's your passion when you hear it in your voice. It's your passion that got you to where you are now, without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, bless you. I love what you said, what you guys were saying earlier about the pandemic. We always focus on the bad. I think that's just what we do as human beings sometimes. And it's not any sort of... it's not always jadedness or negative. It's just habitual. But the pandemic also brought the good out in a lot of people and a lot of stories and a lot of lovely things that we heard and a lot of solidarity of us standing behind a common cause. And that was amazing. Like I said, I just want to reiterate, a journey like this, I've been singing a long time. I've been singing and playing guitar since I was 14 years old. But that hasn't changed. But what did change was people. And people sharing it, and people being kind enough to bring it into the office like you did, and share it with your pals. That's what changed the whole thing. So it's people.
You
talk about humility, but that's so important for any artist to remember. You can't forget that, because without that, you are absolutely nothing. It starts and ends with the people that are encouraging and supporting you.
Do you know what? You're so right. I mean, I think people can really, really see when they look between the whites between someone's eyes and see whether they're a real, genuine person or whether they're just fame hungry. And with you, I liken it to when I see, you know, Take That perform as a three piece, or when I see Five, you know, when people see Five perform and they know that we're there because we want to be and because we love music and we want to sing to people. I think if you're, you know, doing it for the wrong reasons, they can see that and they don't buy into it. I truly believe. Yeah. You're going to go on to be a massive star because of the way that you treat your career, and you feel so blessed and you feel so lucky to be given this chance. I see something incredible the other day. You performed with two friends of mine, actually. Yeah, you performed with Brian May and Roger Taylor, which was incredible. I was lucky enough to perform with them. I done We Will Rock You with Five and Queen, and we took it to number one. And I remember the feeling of being with those guys on stage was literally one of the best moments. I remember thinking, am I really doing this? Am I really on stage with these legends? And when you walked on the stage, you cuddled all of them like you couldn't believe that you were there.
Like a fan, as you are.
Yeah. And then you opened your mouth and then the song came out, and I was like, wow, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't want it to, first of all, like, first and foremost, I'm a fan of all those legends and icons on that stage that night, celebrating a legend and icon that passed too early. In truth, that event shouldn't have happened, you know? It's tragic. And I hate the fact that it needed to happen, but it was. That's such a life. That is the situation that we were in. So it was our responsibility to celebrate this human being, this amazing man, Taylor Hawkins. And we did it loudly, proudly, and amazingly. And but I want it to, like, pay homage, because these guys, man, they've been around for years. They've shaped the music industry as we know it. They've changed the landscape. What they've contributed, most of us couldn't dream of contributing in 10 lifetimes, you know, to music. And you're looking at a 5-meter square patch of stage, and 11 of them or more at some point during the evening were stood within it. And it's just, I mean, we're lucky to witness that.
Course.
You know, like we talk about these golden years and the golden age. We just witnessed a moment in the golden age of music, and it was because of them. So to be just invited to come and say hello and sing for a bit was just humbling. I couldn't be more grateful. But the happiness doesn't just go to me either. Like, that's something that these guys need to be paid homage to as well, because they make everyone included in your story happy and proud. Like my granddad, my parents, my sisters, people, my friends, like that it brings them so much joy as well, because they get to see someone, you know, that they care about living their wildest dreams. And yeah, I don't know if I'm articulating that properly.
No, you are, absolutely. You are. And as I said earlier, your passion just is incredible. And it's so nice to hear. And it's weird, we're having a conversation with three of us, and I'm the odd one out because I haven't sung with Queen. How has that happened? Listen, yeah. Sam, it's an absolute privilege. One, to know you listen to our show and you've called up. And two, just to get you on, because it's... yeah, it's really good. I know the other Scott and Chris had you on all the time, and then we were like, hang on, we're the Essex Chris,
yeah,
and Scott.
Chris
we're
Scott.
Essex.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully you can call up again anytime. We'll love to have you on. We're just about to play Sigala, David Guetta, and you, Sam Ryder, Living Without You. How did this song come about?
So this was like one of those things you don't expect as well. I'm finding if there's anything I'm learning in life at the moment, expectation is limitation.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So just go with the flow of it, and whatever happens, I'm bloody happy with.
Yeah,
so
good.
This came about much in the same way, and I was recording it in Bruce, who is Sigala, his studio. I wasn't quite happy with it, so I did it in my conservatory again. Sorry, neighbours, to deal with that for a little while. But we got there in the end. And
this vocals from your conservatory on this track. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, the actual final track that we're playing on the radio now is you sung it in your conservatory.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. That's incredible. But we're going to play it now. Sigala, David Guetta, and Sam Ryder, who's joined us on the phone. Thank you so much, Sam. Lots of love to you, man. And just keep doing it. Keep representing Essex and keep that passion, because it's so incredible to hear. Thank you.
And why don't you do us a favour, Sam, and why don't you actually introduce the track?
Oh, absolutely. But before I do it, I just want to say big up to everyone else in Essex. I appreciate the support. And I appreciate every single one of you. Bless you. And I'm Sam Ryder, and this is my tune with the legendary Sigala and David Guetta, Living Without You.
Peace, mate. Take care, Sam.
See you, mate.
See you, guys.
See you, bub.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.